Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Did you get your nails done? Is it the foils?
I'm doing them right now.
Okay.
I was killing time.
Everyone, welcome back to the B-List. I have a special return guest of sorts. You guys know her. It's Tracy Morrissey.
Reunited
and it feels so good. she's got her own podcast, Pot Psychology. You guys know her from there. You guys know her from here as well. And I thought it'd be fun to talk. Literally, someone wrote in the comments the other day. Hopefully, I'm close enough to the mic. I think I am. They wrote in the comments and they were like, why don't you get... Because you were at a Tom Sandoval concert or something.
In Long Island.
Oh, God. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, I'm not like a Vanderpump Rules.
Has any of this like piqued your interest at all?
So I watched the episode from last night, so we'll talk about that a bit and you can tell me about. Yeah, I'm only watching as the shit really starts hitting the fan. I don't care about the other stuff, like the you know what I mean, and it's too much like slow build, but I do want to see mess. But
on Peacock they put together a list of episodes.
Oh really?
That are like are pivotal to understanding the drama, that it's like, I don't know, maybe like five episodes or something. And it's like from different seasons.
Wow.
Because you have to understand also that like Ariana, but when Ariana started dating Tom, he was clearly
dating.
Kristen, crazy Kristen. He was clearly cheating on Kristen with Ariana. And I think they were both like lying, like insisting that they were not cheating, but they were.
So then if all the angry white girls online are really coming for Raquel, then why is she not getting any of that heat as well? Because it's like usually the adage about you get them how you get them.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, right? I always felt bad for Kristen that then, you know, her relationship fell apart and then this new girl came on the show and then, you know, she had to like work with her boyfriend's, you know, other woman. But
that's how Kristen, the show was founded.
Absolutely. But Kristen,
Sheena was another woman. So
exactly.
Yeah.
But Kristen became friends with Ariana, like really good friends with Ariana eventually. And Kristen said it's not the same thing because Raquel was best friends with Ariana.
Right. Yeah.
And like Ariana had taken her under her wing, basically secured a full-time spot for her on the show.
On the show. Yeah.
And because she was with James Kennedy and then they broke up. So she would have just been off the show otherwise. She doesn't have any kind of understanding of like social norms.
Could
you
just be a sociopath though?
She could be a sociopath. She could, but I think that she is, I don't know. I think it seems like something's not connecting. I feel like you have to be a little, don't you have to be
not
a little
that I, not
smarter?
That I want to compare autism to sociopathy, but it's like,
that's like
the definition of not under, right? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so. Just because I can't see her like plotting, like she just did this. Like she wasn't thinking, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But thank God she did because she breathed new life into this show. Like,
yeah, people
really
were talking about how
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a show that, I mean, I don't really watch, but we'll get more into it because I have some questions and you can answer them.
All right.
I was the other day, I was like, I was this weekend and I was like, because obviously everything that's happening with Jordan Neely here in New York And I was, as usual, just bored one day and opened my mouth on Twitter because I saw, no, I was fine, but I was like literally fighting with like the ugliest white men on earth, like just like social justice warriors that do have no comprehension about. Because, okay, so it was like a video of like all of these white activists that clearly were all from like Ridgewood or like Bushwick.
Yeah.
And they're all just standing and chanting in the train tracks at Lexington and whatever, 60.
I saw that on TikTok. I was like, these people are crazy.
Crazy for the third rail, first off. But all first,
and the rats.
Yeah. But you know what I said? I just said, quick question. Being honest here. Who does this help? Who does it help? That's like literally, that's what I want someone to answer me. And it's like, because like, obviously I understand the nature of protest is to be disruptive, right?
Yeah.
But it's not
make
disruptive.
Make it on the news.
Yeah, but it's not disruptive for any means. It's like, I think that what we're trying to accomplish here is actually hurting the cause. Because like, if we're talking about housing and we're talking about, you know, home, the homeless, and we're talking about, you're like actually hurting the community that you say that you want to help, because the people that actually have to take the train on a Saturday aren't going to brunch. They're going to fucking pick up their kids, going to get groceries, going to work because they can't take the weekends off. Like, you're actually, I just want people to like understand that like being an impediment for like the working class actually hurts it more than it helps it in the end. I think that if you're going to do activism in that way, it should like target the people higher up on the chain that it, you know what I mean? I don't think a lot of people are getting that. And I'm like, that's what is really frustrating about New York right now.
They are arresting Daniel Penny tomorrow though. He's surrendering.
Yeah.
So
saw that. Yeah.
It did kind of work, I guess.
Yeah.
I just thought it was disgusting that he wasn't arrested immediately.
Already, yeah. Yeah. That like, was fucking nuts. I was like,
he just killed someone because they were annoying. I would
they
be
just,
like
send you home. Like, how does
if
that
you're,
work?
I know if you're allowed to do that, I would have done it like 50 million times already. Like, there's so many people I want to shut up and whatever, but I don't kill them.
Yeah. Well, what a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. New York is like the pits, but I don't want to be one of those people who's like, New York is the pits, because like it's kind of like kind of amazing. But
are
like,
you loving the George Santos stuff?
Oh my god, we're gonna get into it. That's actually part of my bees list this week. So we'll get
okay, great.
Did you you don't have to watch the Trump CNN town hall thing. Nobody has to, but
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, nobody
I didn't watch it. I saw clips just appear on TikTok, and it was exactly what I thought it would be, and it was disgusting.
People
and
laughing.
I can't believe it was a friendly audience. What the fuck? Like,
I mean, I
kind of
figured that would happen.
That they would get a friendly audience. Yeah, because who else wants to go see him in person?
Yeah, right. Like, especially in New Hampshire, which is actually pretty, well.
New Hampshire's kind of, they can be really, because they're like gun nuts, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
They're like, and they're very, very into like, you know, you can't make rules about me and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So they can be kind of Republican.
Live free or die or whatever.
Yes.
That's the thing, right?
Yes.
And drinking. I think like New Hampshire had like outside of Alaska, like the highest alcoholism rate, I believe.
Wow.
I'd have to look it up. That was like the last time I looked.
That makes sense.
Checks
to me.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of my favorite people are from New Hampshire though.
What's a city in New Hampshire? Can you name one?
Portsmouth.
Okay, I don't know that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they drink. shout out to New Hampshire if you're listening. George Santos is.
Oh my god! I mean, he's been the gift that keeps on giving.
It's so good. It's like with the writer's strike, I was like, I need to see a miniseries, and I might have to write it.
Oh my god! Did you ever see that TikTok of him, or it's like some video that went viral of him like trying to give cupcakes to people at Congress in
the
Capitol, in the hallway, and everyone's like, and no one will take his fucking cupcakes. And
it was donuts, I think. He had like
donuts. Okay. And no one would take him because people were just like, I don't know what's in that. This guy's nuts. He's like, he's so crooked. He is so crooked.
His body is crooked too. I mean, the whole
everything about him.
He looks like he fell off the ugly ladder and hit every rung on the way down. I mean, he is crazy. And so
fitting
inside of those weird cashmere sweaters with his like tech vest. It's nuts.
And his machine gun pin.
I hate him so much.
God, he really is the worst. Like, he just got in there, lied his way in there, and then buddied up with like the worst people because he was like, I guess I'm shitty, so yeah, I may as well be with the shitty people. Yeah, well, because none of the like Mitt Romney won't have anything to do with him. Like, no one who's like actually like, and no. I feel like Kevin McCarthy just has to put up with it.
Yeah,
just
because so he needs the fucking vote.
I know.
Well, he's already fucking, but if, just in case you guys haven't been catching up, I mean, I'm sure you have if you're watching my Instagram, but, 13 counts, wire fraud, mismanaging campaign finances, being ugly. They're getting him off every fucking thing. And an astonishing pattern of lies and fabrications that I can't believe he made it this far, but it is America, so.
He could have stolen the money and probably gotten away with it. He was just very brazen and stupid about the whole thing.
It's like Danielle Staub. She did all this crazy stuff and then goes on national TV. It's like, why would you of all professions want to be a politician? Like,
he's trying to create a new narrative for himself. Is his mom even dead at all?
I don't think we ever found that out. my friend Michael Gold is the one who did the expose on him.
Sick. Nice. Yeah,
love Michael. Shout out.
Wow.
He was on MSNBC this morning talking about it. That is what a fucking nugget.
Oh
that
my God. So
If I ever do run a write it, I'm going to definitely tap him.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Get the option right now.
Yeah.
But George Santos, I didn't read to see like how much time he's possibly facing. Imagine he's going
to. It's up to 20.
Wow.
Up
okay.
to 20. Yeah.
Okay. I can't.
And this is just on the federal charges, by the way. He's still under investigation in the state of New York, I believe. And also an international fraud investigation.
International?
In Brazil.
Oh my God.
So yeah, this could just be like the avalanche of fucking things. I think they're just like, yeah.
He's incredible. How dumb.
He's been fundraising on Twitter.
Oh my God.
This is so crazy. Did you see that what I'm calling the spy twink? Did you hear about this?
No, what's that?
He had a twink working in his who appears to be a twink. I can tell a twink because I can tell a twink from a mile away, but it was on Twitter. This guy named Derek Myers. And he tweeted yesterday after the report, he said, I can publicly confirm that during my brief time in the congressman's office, I had met secretly with agents from the FBI in an effort to work as a, right? Fucking idiot. In an effort to work as a confidential informant and human asset against the congressman during my course of employment in his office. I cannot go into further detail at this time. Well, you kind of did, sir.
Yeah, you blasted on Twitter. What the hell?
Why did
ever gonna work with you again? No one's gonna, now you're not an asset anymore.
Gays are so messy. I'm obsessed. Today he he tweeted like all the stuff he said. He's like, he added him too. He's like, at Rep Santos has no money outside of the income. He talks about when Santos got his first paycheck and then he was elated. He lived with a staffer for 2 months because he could not afford a deposit / rent because he had a bad credit score. It's insane.
Wow.
I need to get in touch with this messy gay.
You do. I want to know how he even started working there to begin with.
I'm going
to
get him on the podcast. I'm calling him Spy Twink.
Spy Twink. That's good.
Spy Twink. Yeah. from Long Island with love. If you guys could think of a better title for my Lifetime miniseries, let me know.
It's good.
Someone was like, who should play him? And I was like, George Santos. I was like, Julia Sweeney from It's Pat.
Oh, wait, It's Pat does not pass the like.
Yeah, not the 2020
test anymore. Yeah, it's like, wow, we were all just like laughing at this like non-binary person. That was the joke. That was the punchline. It's so bad.
I was laughing with Pat, so let's be clear on that. So
Well, I don't know. I was like in the sixth grade.
Yeah. I was going to say one more thing about, what was it? It was someone was literally right.
George Santos.
Yes. It was George Santos related.
There's a great picture of him, like as he's walking away after like, you know, having to be arraigned or whatever it was that, and all these reporters are around him and he's walking away. His wrist is out like this and he's making like a crazy. Oh, absolutely. Oh, that's such a good Halloween costume.
Yeah.
He's making this face and he looks exactly like me when like my edible hits and I'm like in public, like at the, and I'm like, I gotta get out of here.
He
like
definitely even does drugs.
The way that maybe that's what was in the donuts.
He doesn't strike me the kind of share drugs though. He's not a drug sharer.
No, he's probably a moocher.
Yeah, definitely.
Just goes up to people at a party that are passing a joint and just like stands there.
He's that person that like when you're at the after party and he's like still there at 5 a.m. You're like, how did this guy get here? He's like,
who brought him?
He's like talking about like credit score and he's like trying to sell me some pyramid scheme. I don't know.
Oh. His mom died in 9/11.
Oh, God. Oh, I should not be laughing. She didn't though. She didn't. That's okay. So, someone tweeted, they were like, George, you're our Princess Diana. And then he quote tweeted them with a crown emoji. I was like, more like Camilla.
Right?
King Charles.
But if it's an imposter, whoever is like pretending to be royal and really isn't.
Isn't that the whole premise of the Princess Diaries?
I've never seen them. Is that
it's like a reverse Anastasia?
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not know. I did not know.
Reverse. Yeah. Yeah, George. Fuck them. I want. I can't wait. I hope this draws out. This is sending me. It's like actually giving me something to look forward to.
Yes. Yeah. I wonder when he's gonna like. And of course, he's like, this is a witch hunt. Blah, blah, blah. I always think whenever these people are like complaining about witch hunts, I'm like, you do know that it doesn't mean that actual witches are coming for you, right? Because like, I feel like that's what Donald Trump thinks. He's like, all these witches. it's a witch hunt.
Well, every time that you come after a GOPer with all these like factual charges, they always say witch hunt. And I'm like, well, at this point, guys, since there seems to be so many of you going through simultaneous witch hunts, maybe you guys should just rebrand as a coven and not a political party. Because you guys are fucking, it's weird.
I don't know. The only thing is that like as much of a joke as it is, like, I mean, as horrible as it is, I am just really enjoying the whole George Santos thing. I'm so glad it's in my life.
That was one of my things of one of my list this week, guys. So just the twink thing in general.
Same. But George Santos.
Just that. Okay, good.
Obsessed with it.
Yeah, I'm obsessed. Moving on, other things I'm obsessed with. Roni, the new one, is supposed to premiere July 16th.
I didn't watch the trailer.
It's not really a trailer. It's a teaser.
Oh, okay.
I really don't care.
Well, I just feel a certain way about it. I mean, obviously I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it, but I like the crazy old racist ladies. Like, I want to watch people be terrible. Like, I don't want to watch, like...
I don't think that there's any shortage of them, though. I think that Jenna Lyons might surprise us. There might be some, you know. So,
there's one girl that like immediately left Lizzie. The show though, because
Lizzie Savetsky.
Is she even going to be featured at all?
Wow. No. Yeah.
Because her husband said the N-word.
I think she said it. He said it. Then the other person said it that they were talking to, but they were using it in a different context because they were trying to get him to understand the hurtfulness of using the N-word. It was just like, how are we doing this?
Still, Papa John.
Have you ever worked within the first?
Papa John. Like that. Yeah. Everybody knows that that's what happened.
Yes.
So don't do it. Just don't do it.
Don't ever say it. Don't ever say it.
Yeah, you don't have to. You don't have to. Wait, I have a question. Do people, do you expect people to say F word instead of, you know?
I don't, like, I never even really use the F word to be like, and my friends don't really use it. It just feels very like outdated, but not in a way that we like clutch our pearls. It's just more like if I heard that word, I'm like, That's lame. Yeah. The fuck is there's so many better words than the F word that can hurt
Yes.
so much more if that's the intention. So I don't really, yeah, I don't use it and I don't expect people to.
Well, I was watching the next best thing, the Madonna movie where she gets pregnant by Rupert.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is his name? Not Murdoch. Rupert.
Rupert Everett.
Everett? Yes. And they say it like 6 or 7 times in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it's mostly children that are saying it. So I was like reviewing it with Rich, my co-host from Pot Psychology. And I was like, are we allowed to say the word when we're talking about this right now? And he was like, well, I am. And I was like, well, what? Can I have good, permission? Yeah. And he gave
Why
me
don't you
permission?
Just bleep out the entire episode? Literally just half bleeps.
Well, actually, I was like, wow, they said the F word like 6 or 7 times in this movie. And he was like, why are you saying the F word? Just say, you know, the word.
Yeah.
And then I
probably say the F word myself personally.
I mean, well, you're gay, so it's like you're allowed automatically.
Yeah. What was I going to say? I was going to say something about, that wouldn't be the first time that someone have said the F word on Roni, though, because remember Bethany said it season 1.
Did she? I don't remember that.
She said F word hag. She called, Luana a hag or she was talking about Fire Island or something. She was like in Fire Island. Yeah, I don't forget.
I mean, I've always identified as a hag, but yeah,
same.
I.
Same. My friends treat me like one.
You know what they used to say back in the day when I was in college was they fruit flies.
Oh yeah, see, I like that.
Fruit flies,
yeah, like gnats hanging around the fruit. I like that. That's actually like that's like
it makes
like
kind of
double entendres.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's like it's an analogy, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not an analogy. I think it's a
it's a metaphor.
Metaphor. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
You're right.
I like it. I'm on strike.
I'm on strike right now. No, it premieres July 16th. I'm going to watch it regardless. I'm super hype about it. As you guys know, I love my old girls, but it's time for something fresh. They waited too long to refresh the cast. So now they got to the point where they had to do a full overhaul.
I know Jenna Lyons, like I've just not very well, but I've like worked, I've like, J Crew was like trying to do a thing at Vice at one point. And so we were like working on some things and they didn't come to fruition. And she ended up getting laid off right in the middle of all of that.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Or getting let go from J Crew. So, she's cool, you know, she's nice.
Quirky.
I feel like she's a little too cool for the show. I don't want them to be that cool.
I think that's the outer presentation, but I think once you get cameras around you that often, something's gonna, you know,
yeah.
No one can remain that cool all the time. You start
that's
seeing
true.
Some stuff.
I don't want to just see a bunch of the vibe that I felt like I was getting when I saw the cast was like, wow, they just put a lot of like Heather Thompsons here.
Really?
You know
I don't
what I mean?
Know.
Like,
I don't, I think they're
like
gonna
successful
be like
really, businesswomen, you know?
I think that they're going to be really funny. I think they're going to like get, I think that also they're just going to kind of like get humor in the 2023s. I feel like they're going to kind of like get what's going on. And like, I feel like they're going to be really fun to understand you. Cause I would love to also see more of New York. Like I said, you didn't get that in the old one. We're going to Mary Beth's, for God's sakes. It's like, what are we doing here? Like, I would love to see a young mom being like, you know what? Let's go to a downtown bar and get fucked up and like hang out and go to, you know what I mean?
That's the producers being lazy and not wanting to.
Yeah.
I don't want to like shit on the producers, but they don't want to have to get all like the releases and it is a pain.
I will
in the
talk
ass
to you
shoot.
About something offline that I am working with a producer.
Ooh.
Of one of these shows on something
Ooh.
Currently.
Oh my God.
Really gonna be fun. But we'll talk about it. I don't know.
Okay.
So anyways, Andy said that they're super fashionable and the things that they are arguing about are as ridiculous as early Roni. So that seems hopeful. I think
that
we could start
there.
That. Yeah, build upon
it. I have a question. Mm-hmm. Are they organically friends?
They are. They all are.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
I think
that
except
makes
for like
it better.
One of them. No, they're all like
that
in each other's
better.
Lives. Yeah, they were like all. They did find a group of friends. I think that some might not know each other as much, but they're like.
All right, that makes it better because that's what I was worried about. I was like, oh, they just like they're just what are they doing? Are they what I like about the other women is that, like, I like that there's so much history there. You know,
these women, like, some of them have known each other for a decade.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
that's good. That's reassuring.
I have faith.
Okay. I mean, there have been bad Housewives seasons, but I don't think there's never been a full entire reboot, right?
Never.
Like, we're not one single cast member made it over.
If you had to pick another city that got an entire cast reboot.
All right, what do we got here? I mean, Dallas. I would love to get Dallas back.
Well, that would only come back.
Yeah,
which one do you think that is doing so poorly that just
currently
deserves...
currently a reboot? I guess the only answer would be Jersey, right? I love Potomac. Don't touch them. Yeah. I love Miami. Don't touch them. And Beverly Hills.
Well, this leads me into my second thing of the week, by the way, on my list.
What?
Real Housewives of Miami is moving to Bravo.
Did you know that? Yeah, I heard that.
But you know what? I'm like a little bit bummed because I like I like that only the diehard people, because I feel like when the conversation around Peacock shows, it's all like people that really go out of the way to watch Peacock and they love these shows. And the conversation is from people that like truly get what's going on. And then I feel like when it goes to Bravo, it's going to be like, I don't get it. Why aren't they?
I was watching Below Deck.
Yeah. It's like, this isn't a show for you. Go watch Beverly Hills. Like, Miami is my diamond in the.
Miami's the best one right now. It really is. It is everything.
Did you hear Gertie? Did you hear about Gertie?
So sad. Yeah.
But you know what? Thinking positively, because, well, just in case you guys haven't heard, Gertie announced that she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and it's been pretty recent as things go. But I think that.
They must have caught it early because what is she like? She's, how old is she? She's probably
she's
over
pretty
40.
Young.
Oh, is she? If she's under,
she's pretty like 30 something.
Oh, well,
and
then
also,
maybe it's not.
And the in the grand scheme of cancers, like, breast cancer is typically one of the more
easier
to like to kind of deal with. So that's
bounce back from.
But
well, I guess now she's gonna get a new set of tits.
Yeah. You think Jersey? I don't think Jersey. I think Jersey has a lot of really good moving parts. I think OC is just like, maybe move OC to Peacock.
Oh, OC. I forgot about OC.
To Peacock.
I'm actually excited to see Tamara again. And
I am too, but the fact that she's fighting
with Heather.
Yeah.
The whole season. Like, what's that going to be like? I saw them. Actually, they were out partying like late last night because Taylor Armstrong. Yeah, I just remembered. I have a TikTok of them.
Oh, I saw them on the internet.
No, she posted it like in real time.
Oh, shit.
Because she never would have I saved it. She never would have posted that if she hadn't been completely sheets to the wind. Yeah, she looks terrible in it. It's
love
her,
it.
Shannon, and Tamara. Tamara, like, just wasted dancing.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Bring Taylor, back my girls.
Oh my God. It looks like Taylor's can't even focus her eyes.
Make her full time. I don't get it. What is
I thought they were making her full time.
Friend of Gina got her fucking orange.
Oh, God damn it.
I don't know who's running things over there, but they're giving
Gina,
a damn. They're getting
it's
damn
time for
to
Gina
everybody.
To go. It's time Absolutely. For Gina to go.
Absolutely. What are we gaining here? Who is this? When I look at her casting, I'm like, who is this for? Right?
Yeah.
Because if you're gonna be broke bitch, you gotta be crazy. I want a broke bitch. Like when Tamara came on and she was like one of the broker housewives, but she was like throwing shit and calling people out and being messy.
Wearing a bikini with her getting her tits taken out, putting back in, taken out, putting back in.
Kate falls in the pool with a stroller attached. Like
that was Alexis. Wait.
Oh, that was
then,
Alexis, yeah.
Yeah. She was like, and we got him out right away.
Oh my God.
But wait, what was I just going to say? You have to have, if you're going to report, it has to be because you had a major scandal, a bankruptcy, fraud, something.
Coming back from something.
Like, yeah, like Tamara when her house went into like short sale, like that. Yeah. Gina just had like a messy divorce. It wasn't even that messy. Like they're already.
But she wasn't even loaded before she was just like very fucking normal. Like Erica Jane literally fell off the top of the planet to now like dealing with fucking millions of dollars in fucking lawsuits and court battles and lawyer fees, and somehow has bounced back quicker. Not even bounced back. Like, she is literally.
She already has an 85-year-old boyfriend again.
Yeah, like, she's got it together. And you can't even move out of the casita. You live in a four. Let me stop, because I'm not. Because
they have six children. She's got probably more townhouse. Money than me,
so I don't even know why I'm hating.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
They have six children. It's like they live in a shoe, but it's a townhouse.
But it's a townhouse. And was talking about Roni. Pride. New York. Okay. I just wanted to talk about
that. Oh my God, I forgot. It's coming up.
Yeah, it's very soon.
Well, I have an F word pass, so.
Yeah, there you go. Christina Aguilera is our fucking performer.
Okay.
In Bay Ridge, they moved to the big thing where like the person performs, because it used to be at the Piers.
Why is it going to Bay Ridge?
For fucking, I have no clue, but they're charging people $300 to go to Bay Ridge.
Okay.
That is
How many gay people even live in Bay Ridge?
None. They're just trying to get everyone out there because it's cheaper.
Yeah, that's true. But it's
like the reddest fucking community.
Absolutely. In all of Brooklyn.
Like so close to Staten Island. I can't. It's just like ridiculous. Meanwhile, in LA, do you know who's headlining LA?
No.
Rich would love this. Mariah Carey and Meg Thee Stallion and Tinashe. And Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh my God. I want to go for that.
We have Christina Aguilera.
That's not okay. We need Mariah. She's the one from New York.
It makes Christina. No sense.
Yeah.
You know who I said? I ran into this weekend. Miley Cyrus knows who I am, by the way. Just gonna throw that out there. This weekend, I was somewhere. This guy follows me for years on Instagram. And I don't want to say his name because he follows me on Instagram, but I've never really talked to him. We just like have followed each other. He lives in LA. And I knew that he's a talent manager. He manages like all these huge acts and stuff. And I think I knew that he manages Miley. I'm not sure, but I saw him from across this party and I was like, oh my God. He's like, oh my God. And we just talked for like an hour. And he's like, no, you're like, I love your Instagram. I was like, oh my God, thank you. And he's like, no, me and Miley, we sat at a photo shoot the other day. We're looking at it. I'm like, wait, you and Miley Cyrus looked at me. And she's like, no, she's with me all the time. She loves your Instagram. I'm like, tell her to fucking follow me. What the fuck?
Follow. Give a repost. Something.
I love Miley. I really do. But I said to him, I said, Miley should be doing Pride. That would be so good. Because she has an album to promote. She's messy in a fun way.
Yes.
And yeah, I feel she would do it for the story. She would do something fun. I feel like she would bring someone fun out.
Is Lady Gaga just not available? Like, what? Why Christina Aguilera? Busy.
I know. She was just here filming that movie. But I think doing not the music thing. So, but you know what? Lady Gaga, like, I get it. Like, it would draw a crowd. But I want someone that's not going to make it impossible for me to get tickets. Like, Miley is very kind of a specific taste, and it's like messy and it would be fun, and that's someone I would want to get like drunk and see during Pride. Right, and she's got fucking bops, like decades of bops.
I mean, well, I've really, you know what, Christina Aguilera song I really love is Come On Over. It's such a good video when she unzips her jumpsuit and then it goes into this next scene.
Do we get to do just what you like? I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, it's good. I like the Latin version.
It's my favorite Christina Aguilera song. So she peaked with the first album.
Yeah, for sure. She's got like a lot of hits, but like I said, like Miley, I think has even more turn up bangers, and they have more eras.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't get a vote here. Yeah. But I would absolutely rather go to the LA concert.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
That one's good. Why do they have all those acts?
Because they're LA and they get their shit together, and we're like stupid fucking New York. We're just like,
no one wants to play, and we're too busy standing in
third rail train tracks.
Wait, it's Bay Ridge or Bensonhurst?
Bay Ridge, same difference. Bay Ridge,
yeah.
At that point, seriously, once you get below the park, it's like fuck it.
What a way to teach. Wait, so is that?
Imagine are being they gay and everybody.
Grand Marshal.
Imagine what that's going to look like on the fucking the day of the Pride thing. People are going all the way out there on the fucking train dressed in different.
That's going to be really funny.
In different gaggles of gay dressed in different themes. It's going to look like a gay warriors. Which that movie hits.
Totally. Guys have not-
Except everyone's gay. Oh my God, I love that movie so much.
It's so good.
Post-apocalyptic movies filmed in New York, like Escape from New York, Warriors, Taxi Driver, all of it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, good luck to everyone going. I won't be
Wait,
there.
Wait, which weekend is New York Pride?
It's literally right when I get back from Memorial Day. So it's like, I think it's like...
Oh, is it the first weekend?
I think it's the first week of June or the second week. Don't quote me. It's like either the first or second. I always just remember because I can feel it. Because I always go to fire up.
It's in the air.
It's a feeling of tiredness because you're coming back from fucking Fire Island after Memorial Day. And then you're like, oh, more? Okay.
It'll be a fun few weeks.
Yeah. I had Met Gala written here, but I literally don't care, and everyone's already over it. And we should
watch it
because I don't.
I didn't watch it.
I don't. Red carpet culture is just like completely. It's like very stupid now. The internet ruined it. It used to be fun when it was Joan Rivers, and we would like listen to her talk about it. But now everybody thinks they're Joan Rivers. So I'm like, I can't do this.
It just seems to me like the whole Met Gala thing, like knowing like the way that Kim Kardashian, like last year with the Marilyn Monroe dress and stuff, how like she only wore the real dress on the red carpet and she got changed immediately out of it as soon as she like got off the red carpet. And it doesn't seem like they're like people show up in like, you know, wearing like roller coasters and things.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do you even sit down for the dinner or whatever? Like, how do you even sit? Like, remember when Katy Perry wore cheeseburger? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. That pissed off Andre Leon Talley so bad.
It's just foolishness. It's just like white people doing crazy foolishness, foolish stuff. And I'm like,
it's not fashion to me.
Yeah.
It is sad that,
as I'm sitting here in sweatpants, it's not fashion to me. I sit in my like walk up in Brooklyn wearing sweats like on Zoom. Listen, I want to talk about a bunch of other things. Well, let's talk about one more thing and then switch over to the bonus so that we can go over a ton of stuff that we haven't even gotten into your list. Well, we got into one thing from your list.
Yeah.
Tell me one thing from your list before we go over to the bonus.
Oh, well, we like half did a thing from my list. We talked a little bit about Vanderpump Rules, but I'm really excited for next week's finale and then the reunion after that. Like,
see, I'm going to watch those.
Just so excited for that. Like, Ariana's dress fucking killed it. Like, she, did you see it? Like,
no, it looks good.
Oh my God. Like,
she's the only dress I liked.
That was I can't think of a better revenge dress to wear. Like that, that's the best one.
You should cut her hair, I think.
Yes. She had short hair before and it was so cute.
Like something really kind of jar.
It was like a wild bob. Yeah. It was like a wild bob with like in her hair, she would like pull it all over. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Something. Yeah. Crazy. Go nuts. Fuck it. And have a husband. I want to talk about a few things with you. I want to go over the rest of my list and I want to talk about the coronation of King Charles. I just have questions. Summer House. Do you watch Summer House?
I don't.
Did you watch
the
new Summer House, by the way?
I didn't.
Well, I'll talk about it right here really quick. The new Summer House, so much better than the old Summer House, guys.
Is it all different people?
Did you see the trailer? It's
no.
It's Martha's Vineyard.
Should I?
And it's all black.
Should I get into all black people?
All black people. And cool. It's in Martha's Vineyard because Martha's Vineyard has a history of, it was like the first place where blacks would go really vacation because they had an all black inn that accepted black people. And it's like kind of got a rich history of like, So, but anyways, I think this cast is actually super likable and they just jump right in and they're already kind of bickering about super stupid Summer House stuff. But I don't know, something about them. I like these people so much more. I would rather hang out with them. The vibes are just... So you guys definitely check it out.
Have you ever been to Martha's Vineyard?
I have not been to Martha's Vineyard because it's so much more exclusive than the Hamptons. It's like you have to take a plane or a ferry. Like it's pretty far to get there because it's, you know, it's an island. But
I've
been to Provincetown. It's close enough. But so I can't wait for Summer House Provincetown. That's going to be a mess. I'd do that.
Oh, my God. That would be great.
That would really go. It would have to be okay.
It really is just one street though, right?
It is commercial street, yeah.
But is there a beach nearby?
you have to like, you have to kind of like walk through a swamp to get to the beach. It's like a marsh. I know. I'd rather be on like Summer House Fire Island personally, but
yes, yeah.
I'm gonna do whatever. So I've told everyone, oh my God, this is probably like the 27th time I've mentioned this on this podcast, but we haven't spoken in a minute, but like, because we've just been so busy. Did I ever tell you that they interviewed me for that show for Summer House?
Yes, you did.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I said. Everyone.
Wait, but you didn't. You never told me how, like, what, like, how far it went, like, what happened.
It was the. It was like we talked the first time, then we had the full interview, which is like about 45 to an hour around then, and then that was it. Really, I think maybe that was
In person.
It was on Zoom, and then and then they found, I guess, Gabby and or was it? Was that the same season? Was it that season? It was like.
Yeah, it must have been.
I can't even remember if it was like last spring or the spring. I can't remember. Anyways, yeah, they pick someone else, but all the new people they pick are flops anyways. So
is anyone gay?
Not currently.
Hmm. No. Have they've had gay people on before?
Yeah, but they're all flops.
Oh.
Yeah, not hitting.
That would have been a lot of pressure on you.
Not really. I would just like literally. No, there's no way I'm a flop in that house with this conglomeration of people. Absolutely not. I could like literally just like stay in bed all day and I'd still do better than the bed sore girls. I call them the bed sore girls, the Paige, Amanda, and Sierra. They just like lay in bed all summer long in wet swimsuits. And oh, by the way, they just started trolling me about it because Bryce, shout out to Bryce. Bryce Sanders has been on this podcast. He's in Entertainment Tonight. Host, and he had Paige on his show, and he was like, oh, did you know that the internet affectionately dubs you bed sore girls? And I'm like, not so affectionately, but sure.
Yeah, right.
And she was like, oh, I kind of like that. And then they started tweeting about, now they like put it in their stories, like back with the bed sore girls. I'm like, oh, I should have trademarked.
Wow, you made that BSG, you made it happen for them.
Then someone else, everyone kept sending me yesterday some account, one of those like weird like Bravo by whatever accounts, and and it was like, they were like, they put up some story that was like, while you guys are sitting around making fun of them for laying in bed all day, so-and-so was in the new Glamour magazine, and this person started a new podcast, and this person did it. And I'm like, just say my name. And then Paige was in the comments and she said, and we're not trolling the internet either. And I'm like, I know you're not talking about me, Paige, because you troll people on your show. That's what you do. Because you don't have a storyline.
What does she look Paige, like?
If you hear this,
with, like, brown hair?
Fuck you. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, it's on with Paige. Wait, I want to see what she looks like. What's her name? Paige what?
It's Italian. I forget. Guys, I'm just kidding. It's not really
Paige Summerhouse. Okay, yeah. This is
not
the
really
girl
fuck Paige. I don't like it. It's just like, don't play with me, y'all. It's just a little name. Y'all have a little fun. It's like, this is the reason that Summer House is flopping to me, is because no one has a fucking sense of humor. Okay?
Oh, so it's not
summer?
Good.
What?
So it's, this season's not good.
Flops. Not good.
Okay.
Recast. That, you know, that's the Bravo show that we need to cast from the ground up.
Okay. Oh, I like some of her clothes.
They're all Zara. Oh, let me stop, guys. We're gonna continue this conversation over on the bonus episode. I want to talk to Tracy about the rest of my list. I want to talk about, really dig into Kim and Croy, because we heard it. We're gonna talk about that. I have a blind item that I literally just got 5 minutes before we got on here.
Oh my god,
I want you to talk about the OC trailer. I want to talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta that just premiered.
Okay.
And what we think is going to happen with Real Housewives in New Jersey. That's a lot. So we got
it. Is a lot.
We have a lot of ground to cover, but it's going to be fun. Okay. Tell the people where to follow you. Tell them about the podcast. Anything going on there?
Yeah. Right now, so our, I can't talk. Our podcast is called Pot Psychology. Well, I did take an edible before. I was going to tell you in the beginning, and I took it right before we started. So I think it's starting to kick in right now.
Oh shit.
The bonus will be good.
Yep.
So my podcast is called Pot Psychology. And right now on our bonuses, we are doing the Madonna-thon, and we're watching every single Madonna movie and grading them. We're going out of order because it would have been too dark. Like, we would have had too many crappers in a row. Like, we needed to like have one good one so we could do like for kid, like get herself to like keep going and not like abandon the project.
So what number are you on now?
Right now we're almost completely done. I think we only have two more films left.
Are you going to probably end with Desperately Seeking Susan?
No, we're going to end with Truth or Dare.
Oh, okay. That's yeah.
That's the like, best that's, one. Yeah.
What did you guys do Desperately Seeking Susan yet?
Or? Oh yeah, we did. We just did Evita and the songs have been in my head.
Oh my God.
I hate every single one of those songs.
Really? Although, I love the one that's like, another suitcase, another hallway. Or
that's my least favorite song. Where are you going to?
I love it.
They ended in a preposition. Rich liked a lot of the songs. I didn't love them. There is this like techno remix of Don't Cry for Me, Argentina.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, which it's like Thunderpuss or some shit like that.
Kind of good. 90s. Yeah. And, but yeah, so we've been doing that. And so far, I think that Evita was her best acting because it was basically a music video because there's no dialogue in the movie. So that's really her medium. Like that's what she's good at. But
are you willing
so
to tell
that.
Us your worst or is that kind of giving it away?
Oh, the worst? Yeah. Wait.
I know mine.
The worst.
Can I say mine?
The worst? Yeah. Say yours.
Who's That Girl? I love Who's That Girl.
I love Who's That Girl. Wait, that's
It's formative,
favorite?
But it's...
It was on HBO so much growing up that it just seeped its way into me.
I love it, but it's like, just not a good film. But it's like...
not a good movie, but it's actually not her worst. Okay. I would say her worst is, wait, I have my grade sheet right here.
Oh, wow.
Her worst, according to me, is, of course, The Next Best Thing.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I didn't see it. So now I'm going to have to see it.
It's really, really bad. And it's like almost homophobic.
Wow. No, yeah, it sounds like
and,
it.
And, but then the second worst one was Shanghai Surprise. That one was awful.
Yeah, I heard that one's terrible. That's like a
so
huge, widely panned.
Bunkers. Oh my God. Yeah. Obviously the best one is League of Their Own. That's like one of my favorite movies. She's good as an ensemble character. She can't carry a movie. She cannot be a leading lady. Exactly.
It's like Sriracha. Like you don't want like Sriracha as the main. It's like it's like an addition to something, but like you can't put it on a plate and eat it alone. It's it's a measure.
Yeah. You need a vehicle to get it there. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, we're gonna go over to the bonus episode, guys. You know the deal. It's patreon.com/theBList. I'm the_PetShopBoy on Twitter.
Yep.
B PetShopBoy on Instagram. Go check out the bonus. We're gonna talk about so much to catch up on.
I'm Tracy Morrissey on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Tracy with an IE. And I don't do Twitter anymore.
Good. Bye, guys. Love you.
Okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.